What's up, everyone? Welcome to Dropping Dimes, your 2 cents of basketball. I'm your host, Rodrigo, but you can call me Rod. And I'm joined today by the Zen Master, Evans. How are you doing, man?
Good, man. Just enjoying the weather. Had a nice bike ride here. Just beat the rain, so
you had a, we're good. You were out partying, I heard.
Oh, no. Just had a wedding to go to last night.
How's the hangover?
I'm good.
Yeah? You look fresh.
I'm good.
I couldn't say that on Saturday. I was feeling like crap. Oh, well. But today, Evans, we're honored because we're joined by two living legends from HD Training. We have Coach Clay, a friend of the show. How you doing, man? Long time no see.
I'm doing good. What up, guys? How's everyone doing?
Good, good. And from the new court, the new champ of Full Court 21, sorry, the new champion, Demi Harris. How's it going? Welcome to the show.
What's going on, man?
Demi, this is your first time, and we're so honored. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Now, you both just came back recently from Toronto, where you guys were crowned as Canadian champions along with King Handles and Elliot Mason. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
So congratulations, first off, guys. That was really cool to see Vancouver beating everyone else in Canada. So thank you for ripping the city. But how was it? Tell us all about it. How was the whole experience, you know, getting there, playing against Canada, playing against the world? So why don't you tell us, how was it?
It was physical.
Yeah?
And exciting. It was there was a lot of stuff going on in the city during that weekend. There was like an air show right outside. The tournament was underneath the bridge. You could see the tower in the background. Like the scenery, the views, it was pretty epic. And the competition from all over the world and all over the country was just incredible.
Yeah.
And it was very, very, very physical.
You guys got in like a day before the tournament started?
Yeah, I kind of missed my flight.
Wait.
Oh, man.
What happened there?
Like, I was right behind Joey, and, I got selected, you know, over that random selection.
Oh, I see.
And it took a lot longer than I thought, and I guess I missed my flight, and then I got in there
around
8 later that night in the evening, and go to sleep, wake up, and play ball.
Oh, man. And Demi, you were in New York right before that, isn't that right?
Yeah.
So how was it? That was must have been a crazy couple of weeks for you.
It was a quick turnover, yeah. A lot of the world championships this summer.
Yeah, no kidding. And you were in 2 of them. So how was it? You know, let's take a step back and talk about Full Court 21 because you were there. So how was that trip going to New York and everything?
It was pretty amazing. I lost in the Vancouver tryout last year.
Yeah.
And this year I came back and actually won it. It got rained out, but I played in the rain.
We were there. We were there for a little bit, yeah.
New York was pretty crazy. There's a crazy culture out there. They
no
love
kidding.
Basketball. Yeah. They just love life. They come up right to you and start talking to you. Oh, where are you from? Da, 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 da. Yeah, New York's a good spot. Ended up winning. Got pretty lucky. And shook Lance Stephen and Baron Davis' hand.
Oh,
oh man.
You met Baron Davis, too.
Yeah, I told him. Oh, wow. I remembered back when he dunked on Andre Kirilenko.
Right. The We Believe Warriors.
One of my favorite
dunks
of all time.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, but he's got a pot belly now. I can probably take it.
He can still probably cross
out. He always
all
has.
Pretty nice though, man.
He had it even when he had that dunk because he lifted his shirt up and showed everybody.
He's a bit husky.
Yeah.
But and you also got a chance to meet Bobito Garcia, right?
Yes,
the legend.
Guy.
Yeah,
him and Will Strickland are both imprinted in New York's, fabric. They are very well connected, and I remember reading about Bobito and the Slam Mags.
No kidding,
His stuff was very cool, and he's a cool guy.
Awesome.
Yeah, before the show, we were just talking. You were saying that Will Strickland used to have a record label and he signed with Wu-Tang.
And he
used to hang out with Ghostface,
yeah.
Right?
Some people don't talk about the crazy things they've done, but
right.
You really dig and you get some crazy stories. Yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, it's cool how it, the music scene and basketball really interweaves and is very evident in New York.
Oh, yeah.
So just to be there and absorb all that, it must have been quite the experience. How was it with Lance Stephenson?
He's cool. He did the guitar thing.
Oh, I was just going to ask that he pulled out the air guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Those are things that I would pay to see live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess Bobito gave Lance his nickname.
Oh, really?
Born Ready?
Born Ready, and he had a chain and everything.
Oh,
Bobito
nice.
About, yeah.
Crazy.
That's pretty cool.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But that tournament itself, it's pretty crazy, right? Because it's you against everyone else, right?
Yeah.
One on four? One on five.
Yeah, six players on at once. And
full court.
Yeah, you got to play basketball, and you got to make kind of teams, and you got to figure out strategy.
I've always wondered about that, yeah, because it's one on five, but somehow...
Well, you've been 21 before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like every man for himself, and only one guy can win, so it's pretty...
Did you have a strategy?
Like, yeah, I did, because I lost to Gabe Gibbs last year. He was there. You were in the qualifier, and you guys ganged up on me.
I was sick. I just stayed on one side. I was like, "Yo, I'm just gonna stay on my side, bro."
It's a good strategy.
I couldn't run.
Yeah.
So what was your strategy? Like, were you just waiting for someone else to defend, or?
I was always going for a steal. Always going for a block. Didn't really see the positives in playing good defense. If someone got the rebound, then
right.
So I'd go for the steal. Yeah, it was perfect for me, bro.
That's smart.
And if a double came, I would always pick one side.
Right.
And just attack that side. I might have got a couple of charges, and there might have been some missed calls, so I did get pretty lucky.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool game.
It's street ball, right? So charges, we're not really going to call those.
I was choked at the ref for the first two.
that's absolutely crazy, and again, congratulations on winning it all.
Thank you very much.
But let's go back to Red Bull, where you guys teamed up with King Handles and Elliot Mason, and how was that? I mean, again, must have been crazy to play so many games. So let's go through the Canada qualifiers first.
You guys were saying 12 games in one day?
Something like that. They tend to all melt together after the first five. But yeah, we lost our first one to Old Montreal.
Yeah.
Who's a tic-tac-toe team. They passed a lot. And
they were a good team.
Nice.
I think they were our biggest threat, along with Mount Royal and Winnipeg.
Okay.
Some tall guys. Toronto wasn't actually that good.
No.
They lost all their games.
Yeah. All for real? Throwing some shade on Toronto? Are we doing that?
Toronto's going to be real good, right?
But I would imagine.
They have room to improve. Yeah. They have room to improve.
Maybe the best players weren't there for the qualifiers.
Right.
But Winnipeg, so I don't know. I mean, when we talk, you know, basketball scene in Canada, it's usually Montreal, Toronto, Vancouver.
Yeah.
But at Winnipeg, so you guys were saying they were tough.
Yeah, Winnipeg's got a good basketball scene. Like I've been around there before, and like they got like this tournament in Regina and Winnipeg, and it's like it's pretty big.
Right.
They play all year long. Been out there a couple times. They're really good.
The champs before, I believe, were Saskatchewan.
Yeah.
Linklater.
Okay.
So they probably played against them.
The legend.
Linklater's retired now.
Yeah.
Lucky for us.
But
I guess they're the next up. Yeah.
So you guys lost your first game, and what happened there? You know, was it the jet lag? Was it just because the games were they're 10 minutes long? So, you know, it's not like you have time to readjust a lot, right? You have to pretty much make moves on the go.
The first game was definitely an adjustment. Like we walked in there and we were sluggish. We were like trying to play 1-on-1. We were trying to sauce people, and it's like a 12-second shot clock, so we had a lot of turnovers start off. When the hoop was new to us, we weren't really feeling it, and so there was just a lot of things for us to adjust to, and like the travel and the style of play, and then that loss was probably like the best thing for us. It woke us up, focused us. We got more together as a group, and we just talked things out and handled business from there on in.
Nice.
So right after that, you guys just went and won all the rest of your games, right? Who was it? Who was the final against?
It was actually that same team.
Yeah, same
team. Oh, same team.
And they were technical.
Redemption.
They had a lot of experience, you could tell.
Yeah.
Me, Clay, and Joey, I don't think we've ever played 3-on-3 together more than one game or two games.
More than one tournament with Red Bull over here.
Yeah, plays, though, and that was pretty crazy.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had signal calls and stuff like that, so we had to start paying attention and picking up things on the fly. And
I had to play defense for once. It was crazy.
I think there's a meme account or something going on around the internet called Demi Plays Defense or something like that.
Yeah, don't follow it.
Don't follow it. No?
It's actually pretty funny.
You do not endorse it?
I send them some content once in a while. But yeah, I don't know who it is.
That's hilarious.
And so the final, it was against the team that you lost against, right? And how was it? Like, were you guys stressing out? Take us through the final.
I think I feel like we had, as soon as after the first game, I feel like we had it in the bag. We knew that we could win this tournament.
Right.
That loss would just showed us sort of like, you know, like we beat ourselves.
Yeah.
And by the time we got to the finals, we just like that's 11 straight wins, and we in the finals now. And we're like looking at this team like, yeah, we got this.
Nice.
We know what to do.
Yeah, we were in full stride.
Yeah.
But by the time you guys got to these finals, did you have plays, sort of? set up, or were you just still playing?
Personally, I just give it to Clay and Joey and go get the rebounds.
You had roles.
And then try to lock up the best player. Nice. Clay was definitely killing it on the post.
Nice.
He's our biggest and heaviest player. We defined that before the tournament. We all compared weights, and me and Joey are 150 soaking wet, so wow. He had to get to the post, man.
It was not fun, man.
Post Clay.
Oh, by the time we got to Worlds, like, these guys' limbs were tree trunks, yo. It was crazy.
So you guys conquer Canada,
yeah.
Right? 3-3, best team out there on 3-3, and then the next day you have to go and play the World Tournament,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How many teams were you playing against?
I think there was, 15, 16 countries?
Something like
that's
that.
Absolutely insane. So, again, take us through that day. How did it all start? You guys must have been tired already. And then, here, now play against the best on 3-on-3, but from the world. How was it?
It was pretty cool. I mean, we celebrated with all the Red Bull people and stuff that night before, right?
Yeah.
Or the championship game and stuff like that. So
yeah.
We're kind of known, you know? We're kind of known as the loud guys. Well, I guess I was. It was pretty cool to see, like, all the different countries and, you know, Russia had their loud guy and, you know, the UK has their sauce guy. So seeing us match up, it was definitely daunting
how yeah.
big and strong these guys looked, but once we got on the court, it was pretty much what we always do, right?
Yeah.
Would you guys consider, like, yourselves, like, a smaller team going in this tournament?
Sure. We were definitely one of the smallest teams.
Okay. It's quicker.
Hopefully, yeah. That was the idea.
Beat them with speed.
Yeah, and, nice. You know, those guys looked huge, and they could, you know, dunk and shoot a bit, but you could tell they didn't really connect the dots with the whole basketball scheme.
Okay.
You could see that we were definitely very much more skilled.
Just clicking.
Yeah.
Whereas
yeah.
they had, you know, maybe the, you know, the size and the strength on paper, but yeah.
And they were very tent on running their scheme and sticking to that. Where
right.
like I think where it hurt a lot of them.
Right.
Because like we would just look for the easiest mismatch and just keep hit it over and over and over again.
Nice.
Like we just kept running the same play. Like if
yeah.
I could beat a guy in the post.
If it worked,
we did that the whole game until
nice.
They stopped it.
Nice.
Once they brought the double team, we kicked it. Joey and Demi are slashed in the hoop going
right.
1-on-1. That's like pretty hard to stop.
Yeah.
So we just kept going to that routine. And then, like, if Joey, if a big guy was on Joey or on Demi, ISO, go take them one on the perimeter and go
nice.
Around. The rest of us just play basketball.
Also, a little known fact, our other player, Elliot,
yeah.
He didn't even qualify with us. Yeah. So he
oh, yeah.
But he was an amazing addition.
Yeah.
And he's I don't know if you know Elliot Mason, but he's
I haven't met him.
Super clean cut, nice guy, you know, strokes the ball like just nothing
nice.
But net. But
big
yeah,
body
he,
too.
Yeah, he didn't really earn it to get to the national.
Oh,
just
okay.
thought I'd put that in.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. On the record, just so people know.
He was big support, but he didn't earn it.
He might have the biggest highlight, though.
Yeah,
I
know.
Weekend.
I'm still salty because, you know, I got Demi Dunks. I think I'm a dunker, right? And this
go follow Demi Dunks.
Go follow Demi
yeah.
Dunks. But this shooter comes in and dunks on two people. Red Bull sharing it.
Speaking of highlights, there's that one that you, Demi, you
mm-hmm.
had to end one of the games. Was it
the buzzer beater?
The Canadian regional, the tournament, or was it the world?
That was the world.
That was actually
where,
the champions.
Yeah, so
wow.
time is running off, and then Elliot
yeah.
lobbed you the ball, and you just go for the alley-oop.
Yeah, yeah.
And dunk the crap out of that.
It was pretty cool because, you know, playing against Estonia, their English wasn't so good. So I literally just looked at Elliot. I said, hey, backdoor alley-oop. And
fair enough, yeah.
We did it. It wouldn't work out here in Vancouver. Everybody would be like, hey, no, stand back there, right?
Yeah, yeah.
No. Unfortunately, I think we might have celebrated too hard after that, a quarterfinal game? Or was that the semis?
No, it was like quarterfinals.
That was
like
quarters.
Early.
And I think Russia might have been watching. So when they played them in the semis, they didn't want to get clowned on.
Some collusion there.
They were ready for us. Yeah.
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 So what happened? In,
yeah, we should
have.
For sure.
I'll
never we were just talking, you know, off the air here, but you guys were saying you should have been Russia, right? So
yeah.
So what happened there? What happened that game?
They were real big. They were
yeah.
real big. And, like, our biggest mismatch, like Clay said, we were attacking those mismatches, was Clay on this ginormous guy.
Yeah.
And Clay did an amazing job going by him, but would just get, absolutely hacked, right?
Oh,
and then Clay would go to the line and we get one, right? And then we try to do it again. But these guys, they got a couple, I think they got a couple threes or something.
Yeah, they hit a couple shots late in the game. Their little point guard, he started to get going. He started attacking us, going on the rim, getting calls, getting these and one calls. That's kind of hurt us a little bit.
Yeah.
And we weren't doing our job from the free throw line. We weren't doing our job on the rebounding. And like I said, they were big, right? But I feel like we should have had that game. We just, if myself just hit a couple free throws, just got a couple rebounds more. We had a couple points taken away too.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
How did that happen?
I think one play we didn't clear properly. And then I think we had, there was like that off ball foul.
Oh,
just
God.
Like hand checking?
Coming back.
Oh,
it's like an over the top rebound.
Yeah,
foul.
Rebounding.
It's just
like,
weird when you don't have any calls and then you get one slight one and you're like,
sketch.
Yeah, and then apparently on the live feed cut.
Yeah.
When apparently we were up.
Yeah.
We thought we were up. Time ran out and the score was still tied and the live feed cut, so no one really knows what happened there.
Oh,
yeah, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Conspiracy Clay.
Yeah. Let's bring back Conspiracy Clay.
What do you got
for us, Conspiracy Clay?
Honestly, it was a heated moment. We had one of our team members was very, very adamant that the score wasn't right, and we were all kind of like on the same page, and so we're trying to get it checked and looked at, but you know, in the moment, the game, the refs made the game tied, and we went to overtime, and
OT.
It was like what, the first play?
Oh, man.
First play of OT.
Wow.
Two free throws.
Fucking done. Yeah.
And we're done. So
two points, right?
Yeah. It's first one, two in overtime, and it was like the guy drove and he didn't even get a shot attempt. He didn't get nothing up. It was a body contact on the ground.
Oh,
and
man.
He got two free throws for it. And hey, he deserved it. He hit his two free throws.
And they got beat by a
Estonian. Ball don't lie, I guess. Ball don't lie. Yeah. Oh, man. That's not the ending that you guys expected, I'm sure. But, you know.
Definitely. I remember, like, I really remember being in that game and I was like, yo, we're going to win this whole thing. Cause like we were starting to take it to Russia, we're starting to go at them. Even though like we had points taken off the board, we weren't hitting free throws, but like we were clicking on like, I felt like on all cylinders at one point in the game, and we got hit with a couple devastating calls, and I definitely remember feeling a little rocked from it.
Right.
And then going into overtime, it was just like, oh, man, it's just one call. It's all it takes is one call.
It was a tough one.
It's still tough. It still stings. I'm excited to get back and regroup. Hopefully, we can do this thing called practice.
The weight is too heavy.
Are you talking about practice?
I think so. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
So I think
we heard some rumors about it.
Yeah. Get a couple reps up in the gym together. Maybe we can do a little better.
There we go.
Next year, guys.
Next year.
You got to go back and defend your crown.
For sure.
And then take the world one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That we want the world one. That's all I'm thinking about.
Nice.
Well, but like I said, I'm sure that's not the ending that you guys wanted. But, you know, we were following the games online and everything. So everyone in the basketball scene in Vancouver was following you guys and rooting for you. So at least we're very happy that you not only got a chance to go to Toronto, but to represent Vancouver. Mm-hmm. Because, again, we've talked about this with you, Clay. Our city tends to get overlooked sometimes,
yeah.
And especially having Toronto out there with an actual NBA team, et cetera. But it was amazing to see that you guys went to Toronto and just beat the living crap out of everyone. And we're super close to getting the world championship, which we have absolutely no doubt that next year you guys will take it.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, man.
Maybe next year they will be in Vancouver. Actually, I don't know.
Never know.
If it's here, we're going to be live there and just talking crap to everyone.
I think they already announced it's going to be in Toronto again.
Come on.
Really?
Yeah. That's what they were saying.
So gotta start saving up, man.
I think 25 countries confirmed already for next year.
Were there any teams from Latin America?
No.
Because whatever plays they run, I can just yell them out to you guys.
Yeah.
If someone else, no. I'm sorry. I cannot contribute that much.
We need to play against Oscar's team.
I just want to say, like, I definitely felt the love after we won. I got a lot of messages and a lot of shout-outs from, honestly, even from people I did not expect it. It was cool.
Nice.
It was definitely cool.
You guys definitely earned it. I mean, like I said, you guys went and represented the entire city, right? So
yeah.
Everyone that loves basketball in this city was rooting for you guys. I mean, I'm sure.
This started, and, what, back in, was it June?
May. May, June?
The first part
first
of it.
Yeah, yeah. Over here at the Steve Nash Family Courts. Yeah.
So we saw progression one stop after another. Just
we really had to grind for that one,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
we played each other in the, what is that, in Gen Ju's 3-on-3.
Yes, yes. That was a good one, too.
We played each other in the finals. Right. And then we're like, no, let's do it together.
Join out. Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
All that. Well, there's next year, and we're absolutely sure that you guys are going to get it.
Yeah.
But are you guys up for some NBA gossip?
Let's talk some gossip.
Because
okay.
It's been a while since Clay, you were on the show, and Demi's your first time, but we love talking our NBA gossip here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have Conspiracy Clay, we have Clairvoyant Clay also joining us a few times. So we'll find out maybe, I don't know, Denier Demi. I don't know. We'll find something.
Delusional
Demi, maybe. what do you guys think about, you know, there's not a lot of news because we're a month away from preseason, but the latest rounds have Carmelo Anthony. You know, everyone talking about Carmelo Anthony not being in a team. Is he good enough for a team or is he washed? Why is LeBron not going for his guy and bring him to the Lakers? What's your guys' take on Carmelo? And, you know, is he still fit for an NBA team? Should he maybe look for something else?
He should go to Brooklyn.
Brooklyn? Whoa. There is rumors about that, right?
Yeah. You got KD out, Melo can boogie. Kyrie's a one-on-one monster.
Yeah.
So is Melo, pretty much. They got, I think they got a couple other guys suspended. I don't know what they did, but. So I just feel like, you know, this year for Brooklyn's kind of a wash. I feel like you can pick up Melo. If it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You know, send him packing. But I feel like that's one of the best opportunities for him and to sell tickets.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's going to get you wins, but I'm saying he'll fill some seats.
Yeah.
That's true.
And who doesn't want to see Melo ball out, man?
That's true. I've heard a lot about Melo. I followed his career. I used to really like those black and light blue shoes he put out.
Right,
there
yeah.
Was, I think they were the fives or something. I don't know.
Nice.
But I heard Melo say that when someone asked him if he was going to play in the big three, that that was where washed-up guys go to play. Ooh. So, you know, hopefully he shows up in the big three. And then
you should meet Rafael. You guys would, you guys think are on the same wavelength, at least. Yeah. Rafael thinks that Melo should go to the big three already.
I think he needs
to humble himself a little bit, you know?
I agree a little bit. The last thing that we knew about Melo in the NBA was his stint with the Rockets, which didn't go very well.
Yeah.
And when he signed with them, he got asked if he was willing to come out of the bench, and he said no.
That's the same.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, if you look at other veterans, they're willing to be the mentor figure for younger players and to maybe come out of the bench.
Yeah.
And then you see him out trying to ball with the Rockets, and it just didn't go well. So I think his reputation needs to be changed right now.
Yeah. Not knowing him as a person, I couldn't say, but guys like Ray Allen, you know, change their game.
Exactly.
The first part of his career, he slashed dunking on people. And the second part, he's a total shooter.
Right.
And it fits, right? You just can't be the GOAT because you're the GOAT. You know, you got to have some value.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. You got to adapt, right? Depending on what situation you're in. Your roles just have to sort of change with it, right? So, Carmelo's going to have to find a good fit somewhere.
If he can't hoop, then he got to humble himself. But I feel like he still got a ball.
He can play, for sure.
I think it's just, like, people are scared of, like, you know, all the crap that's been talked about. And, like, you know, like, people don't... I don't think anyone really knows, like, the true story. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds like even... I don't know if you guys seen Melo's interview on First Take.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it just seems like no one's really talking to him. Mm-hmm. And no one's really being transparent with anything that's going on. They're like, we want to bring Melo in, but we're not going to tell him what we want him to... How we're going to use him.
Right.
And then he's pissed. You know what I mean? I feel like there's a good group of guys in Brooklyn that are rooting for him. I think he, like, the city roots for him there.
Yep.
I think that would be, like, a really good fit. If not, then, like, you know, if he desires to play ball, then I hope he does do the big three or goes overseas.
Yeah, I mean, I can see him going to China as well and just getting paid over there.
Yeah.
And dominating the league, the Chinese basketball league. But I still think he's got something left in the tank. But if he comes from the bench.
Yeah. He's got to keep his cool, though, in China. Because they'll hit him.
Now, speaking of Wash players, Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard joined the Lakers. It's official. He's a Laker.
Yeah.
And he seems to be more humble. He said that his ego is dead. And that he's willing to come out of the bench or just play the role that he's given or that he's told, right? So, do we believe Dwight in his second stint with the Lakers? I am freaking out.
Yeah.
As a Laker fan myself,
yeah,
I was not happy, but like I've always said, it's the team over everything. So, Dwight's a Laker. I'm going to root for him. I want him to do great because then the team will do great.
Yeah.
But I just can't seem to shake the fact that you know, the first time that he was there, it was a complete joke.
So bad, yeah.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
And his last game, a playoffs game, he clotheslined JJ Barea and just went out. It was a complete joke.
Yeah.
A complete joke. But what do you guys think? Is Dwight, you think he's going to come back? Like maybe old Dwight?
I hope he has a great year. I really do. But every time that man talks, man, it's just like, it feels fake as fudge. Like, holy, like, why talk at all? This guy should just show up and put in the work.
Yeah,
that's true.
Like, why is he doing these interviews? This, like, oh, yeah, hey, like, no, man, shut up.
Yeah.
Just show us something. Like, this dude is so talented, and he's, but how many teams has he been on?
I think six in the past 4 years.
Yeah. So
something like that.
It's like some Fitzgerald stuff, man. Like, just playing on every team.
And he only played 9 games with the Wizards before being out for the entire season with a butt injury, basically.
Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer. And he's, like, probably the most hated Hall of Famer.
Is he? Is he a Hall of Famer?
Yo, look at his numbers.
I can look at the numbers all day, but...
3-time Defensive Player of the Year.
Then if he's a Hall of Famer, Joe Johnson should be a Hall of Famer.
I think Joe Johnson should be a Hall of Famer, too.
Then why we're not talking about Joe Johnson? He's retired from the NBA, right?
But he, like, just retired. Isn't there a
there's been a little bit of period, right? But, you know, we're talking about Melo, he's a Hall of Famer. Yes, I have no doubt there. But is Dwight a Hall of Famer?
I think he has better numbers. I think he had better numbers than Melo. Like, he obviously never scored as much, but, like, Melo never pulled in, like, 15 boards for 8 seasons.
Fair. Yeah.
Like, he never won Defensive Player of the Year. Melo never even won MVP.
Mm. True.
I think Dwight's got more hardware, and he's got, like, 2 gold medals.
Melo has more gold medals. He's
played a lot more.
Yeah.
Melo's got 2, too.
Just 2?
I think so. Oh. Maybe not. But I feel like, in the end, Dwight Howard's still got more hardware. He's got more All-Stars. He's got more Defensive Player of the Year. It's like, I don't know.
I mean, numbers-wise,
I don't like him, okay?
I know, but...
I'm not going to... Like,
I should be supporting the guy. He's in my team.
Yeah.
I should be in his corner.
What are you doing over here?
I know. It's just forgetting.
How is that going to work with LeBron? Like, do you think that they're going to be... Is this experiment going to work?
He was the first.
LeBron, AD, and Dwight?
Why not?
What I found funny is that before we got Dwight, we had Boogie, and before Boogie went down, Anthony Davis came out to say, I don't think I'm going to play center, right?
Yeah.
Because we have Boogie and we have JaVale. It was all good. It was...
Yeah.
We were basically already in the finals, in the conference finals against the Clippers. Clippers suck, by the way. But then Boogie goes down. We get Dwight, and then AD comes out to say, I might play some center. Yeah, I might play some center.
Dang.
Whatever it takes to win, right?
But, Demi, do you think this experiment will work?
I don't know. Dwight broke my trust, the same as you.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering why JaVale can't be much better. He's got a great body. I mean,
yeah.
If he just stopped lifting 25s in the gym. I found him on Instagram. This guy's like... Bench pressing dumbbells 25-25. You're an NBA player, bro. Run some sprinters. I don't know, man.
He should be
sick. He's always athletic. He's like Giannis body.
Yeah,
long arms.
I remember him from his Washington days. It was, you know, lanky, athletic. He could probably dunk it twice before the ball hit the ground.
Did he do that competition?
Yeah.
He dunked
a couple of hoops, but he didn't win.
Side by side. Yeah, the side by side dunk. Yeah. but I don't think he's basketball IQ is there.
The Dwight before Dwight for that slam dunk competition.
But you know, he will never shake the, you know, Shaqt and the Fool Dwight. JaVale.
Yeah.
That's him, right? I mean, he
stepped into that role and owned it.
That's the worst part. Like, you know that everyone thinks
in basket or something.
Yeah.
Once, yeah. He almost did. Almost, yeah. I think it was in Washington or Denver that he ran to his own basket and the entire team was like, dude!
Yeah.
Was
wrong.
And then he just hit against the backboard so that he wouldn't actually score. But it's that thing with JaVale, like, he'll get you, you know, this three amazing blocks and pull two great boards and then he'll try to run the fast break and then lob it into the stands.
Straight up, man. Yeah.
There are some guys in Vancouver that remind me of that.
Don't start.
What do you think, Evans?
I think the Lakers made a mistake. They should have just brought in Joakim Noah.
How many games
has he played
in the past year?
In the past ten years.
Fair enough. He's just an all around player.
You would love him if he was healthy, but the guy has not been healthy since
he's a bit older
Florida.
Now,
and also, I mean, this comes from someone that doesn't have a shot, but he's got a horrible shot. That's double hand. It's like a chest pass to the board.
Nasty. Yeah, that's gross.
It's a horrible release.
Yeah.
I've heard about him being a great locker room guy, but just from pure athleticism, I would take Dwight over Joakim Noah.
As a backup.
He sells more tickets, too, as an owner.
That's true.
JaVale is a starter, by far. Unless Dwight comes back and, you know, I don't know, goes back to being Defensive Player of the Year, Dwight Howard. But he's got to show that first.
Yeah.
What's acceptable for Dwight this year? What are we looking at?
At 12 and 10. 12 points, 10 rebounds.
Off the bench?
Yes.
No.
It's not impossible.
12 and 10 off the bench is...
I don't know.
How many minutes is he getting?
I mean, I appreciate everything that JaVale has done so far, but JaVale cannot play more than 15-20 minutes a game.
Playoffs too? No way, man.
Dwight has to step up. If he's on the Warriors, JaVale McGee is a superstar. Yeah,
but he was coming out of the bench, right? For the Warriors.
Yeah, but when it hit the playoffs time, he was like shooting like 98%. Like, he was clutch for them.
I agree, but there's those couple of games where JaVale will be key.
Oh yeah.
Undoubtedly, but throughout the season, you know, maybe be the starter, but coming playoff time or end of the season, like that crunch time, I don't know if JaVale is your guy.
Dwight will be your starter.
I look forward to it.
I think Dwight will
not
be
at the beginning of the season.
I think he'll be solid. If Dwight wasn't on the Lakers, he would be probably another 18-12 guy.
You think so?
And I think with the Lakers, he'll get you maybe somewhere between 8 to 12 rebounds, depending on how much playing time he's getting. I think he'll be healthy. His role will be very, very limited. He'll be more of that Orlando second, third year when he was there, just put back dunks, highlights like that. Because AD's going to be handling that ball. Like, he's going to be the big man with the rock. LeBron's going to make Dwight look a lot. Like, you're going to see some nice lobs. I expect some very nice lobs.
I've never, ever in my life, wished Clyburn and Clay to be right about something more than today. If this happens, I am buying you a Dwight Howard jersey, Lakers jersey.
Don't do that.
A signed Dwight Howard jersey.
I'll be donating that very quickly.
Let's move on to the team that is across town in the same building, the Clippers. So they got Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah.
They get Paul George.
We got
all that drama, right?
What drama?
Kawhi deciding his fate and pretty much the rest of the NBA's fate, for that matter.
Breaking all
the Lakers. The Lakers are drama.
Get out. you know your way to the
door. That's why we just talked about them and Dwight.
But what do you guys think now that they have Kawhi and what seems to be a healthy Paul George? Are the Clippers on their way to the finals now? And the season is just a matter of it's
we're
paperwork.
He's a big Lakers fan.
Yes, yes. I mean, they look sick, man. The real player I think they got is Pat Beverly.
Yeah, yeah.
He's going to stop anyone else's one.
You think so?
Just the way
Paul George is going to stop the two.
The way he plays defense against everybody. Crazy.
Their defense looks scary, bro. Sick. And yo, they got
that. That was a good show until now. So
wrap it up.
Yeah, where you gonna wrap it up today? No, I'm kidding.
Who's that guy with the dreads?
Montrezl.
Yeah.
No, like, he's still there.
He's another solid defender.
He's still there.
Yeah.
He could rotate onto a big and a guard. Like, they are scary. And we haven't even mentioned Lou Williams.
Dang.
They're pretty stacked.
That dude come off the bench, drop you 30.
Roz is clued up.
I'm going to look at the entire roster.
Earplugs.
Who else? They got Shamit. Shamit.
Landry Shamit.
Yeah.
We got Avery Bradley.
He's still on there.
No, the Lakers got him.
Oh, Lakers got him.
So, yes, Patrick Beverley, Paul George, Jamichael Green, Maurice Harkless, Montrezl is still there.
Like, how much time do you think Avery Bradley's going to get? He's too busy doing camps at the Oval.
And they have Subats as well. God damn it. I forgot about the
okay, funny story. Subats. Funny story.
Yeah, yeah.
I think it was might have been Kids Fest weekend or something.
Yeah.
We went to 12 West, the club.
Yeah.
And it was the same weekend as Avery Bradley's camp.
Clinic, yeah.
Yeah, so we had a table. And right next to us, Avery Bradley came down. And friend and I, Will, went over to say hi. I was like, yo, Avery, big fan, man. First team all defense. Nice. And then my buddy Willie is like, oh, fucking Bradley Beal. He's like, what's up, Bradley Beal?
Oh, no.
Avery was not having it. It was the funniest thing, man. Oh, it's Bradley Beal.
Just went for the name.
Goes under what not to say in front of an NBA player.
Yeah, Avery was joking.
Calling him the wrong name.
Got a fact check.
What happened?
Okay,
it was a little awkward. I got pretty sauced after that. So
well, if he's a buzz with the Lakers, I'm calling him Bradley Beal. I don't care. Although I wish we had Bradley Beal instead of Avery Bradley. So everyone here is a traitor, and you're going for the Clippers. Noted.
I didn't say I was going over the Clippers. I didn't
recognize the talent, man.
Yeah. No, everyone's a traitor. That's, you know, these things are pretty black and white to me. You're a Lakers fan, or you're not.
Hey, everyone knows on West Coast.
If there was a better Lakers ownership and we stopped making mistakes, like I remember the Kobe years. They were great years.
They were, yeah.
Yeah, but it's been downhill from there, man.
Except for Smoosh Parker and Chris Mim.
That was bad, yeah.
Smush. Chris Mim, where is that guy?
Oh yeah.
Lost the one when we had Gary Payton.
That's why Kobe's a GOAT too.
Yeah, the 04 Pistons.
Yeah. I was a Pistons fan too. I kind of just jump around. Man.
Doors over there.
You kind of just jump around?
I jump around.
Just a little bit?
Yeah. Oh, all right. Whatever team's popping, you know?
Whatever team, yeah.
All right. I think that's. That's NBA. That's so do you have anything for NBA gossip?
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Let's wrap it up with some FIBA World Cup chatter here over here. So the tournament, it's getting close to the end. We're trying to find the teams that are going to the semifinals now. This morning, Spain beat Serbia, who I personally thought were going to go for gold. And Greece is out. Lithuania is out after a controversial game against France. So we're now just waiting to see if Brazil, Czech Republic, or the U.S. going to the semifinals, which most likely will be the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also the mini tournament for the Olympics spots, which very weird format. It's hard to follow, honestly. All the games have been at like 12:30 a.m. or 5:30. I've only watched a couple. I don't know if it was worth it, to be honest. But unfortunately, Team Canada is out of medal contention. We lost against Australia. We got spanked by Lithuania. We beat Senegal, which allowed us to go into the Olympics qualifier. And we won our last two games, actually. And they were against... Here, give me a second. I'm trying to find...
Did we just drop like 127 or something on...
on Jordan, I think. Out. Yeah.
Set and a couple records right there.
Yeah, the most... Jeez. I think the most threes on a FIBA tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was 126-71 against Jordan.
They would have had some more if they had us.
I know. What's up with that, man?
So, yeah, again, we lost against Australia 108-92. Then against Lithuania, we lost 92-69. We beat Senegal, and now we beat Jordan.
Defense.
Yeah. And now we have to play against Germany to get a to punch our ticket into the Olympics.
That should be a win.
It should be, technically.
Should be.
Yeah.
But it's Canada.
I mean, I personally thought that we were going to beat Australia at the very least. But that didn't happen.
Crikey.
I think Australia is surprising people. They'd be punching people in the face.
That's messed up. Is it Bonzi Wells who's playing? Who's their main guy?
Andrew Bogut. They got Paddy Mills is playing. Paddy Mills is out of his mind.
They spanked
Joe Ingles.
They beat the U.S.
Yeah, they beat U.S.
I mean, I watched that first game, and I wasn't upset that we lost against Australia. They're a good team. They have a lot of NBA talent. What I was upset is that Matthew Dellavedova, Deli, he was
cooking.
He got like 4 3-pointers straight in the fourth quarter, a couple steals. He was stopping everyone on defense. I'm like, who is this guy?
He's getting ready to send that mixtape to LeBron again.
No.
Deli's the Lakers.
No.
Deli's the Lakers. I'm putting it out there. Let's go.
Dwight's contract is not guaranteed, so we can just waive him and get Deli technically if something happens.
Deli could be your Patrick Beverley.
Yeah, no, that's not true. Man. We both know it.
Curry stopper, right?
Oh gosh. Curry injured. He was going after the legs. Some people complained after that game that he was swiping legs and whatnot. Very much like Deli.
He's got big knees.
Does
rugby knees?
Yeah, maybe some footy experience here.
Yo, I've never heard anyone describe a person's body like that. Yo, this dude's got big knees.
Yo, he'd be like,
ow.
I wish we had a live feed of what's going on right now, but because there's no way to explain.
Boxing out with knees.
I've never heard the expression "big knees" before. To be honest,
hoopers should know. Like guys that like damn, when you're driving around a guy and they stick up that big knee, and it just hits your thigh in that way, and you're just.
We
like,
should do a top three big kneers.
I can picture right now is Patrick Ewing and his knee pads.
True.
Damn. So. How do you guys feel about like everyone here in general, Canada's performance? I'm personally pretty bummed out because of all the talent that Canada has right now in the NBA, it's some elite talent at this point. And given that the States, who is arguably the best team in the world, all their main guys from Team USA dropped out even before the tournament started. And this is by far the most vulnerable that Team USA has been in decades, ever. Probably. Demi, we were just chatting that they lost that that friendly game against Australia before the World Cup, and that broke the streak of 73 or 77 games without losing in international games. So this was by far the biggest chance that Canada had to go far into the tournament and potentially even winning it. You know, credit due to all the other teams, Serbia, Lithuania, all those teams have been doing great, but, you know, all of our guys decided to not go to the Olympics. The only two that we had were Kelly Olynyk, who got injured, unfortunately, before the tournament, and Corey Joseph, who's still playing. Kim Birch from the Mavs, the Magic. But everyone else bailed out. So we got, obviously, the guys that are there are doing an extremely good job at representing Canada, and shout out to all of them. Mm-hmm. But where are, you know, our Tristan Thompsons, our RJ Barretts, our Alexander Walkers and Shea Gilgeous-Alexanders, where are those guys? So what do you guys think about Team Canada and where are we at right now?
I think we should take their citizenship away.
a little extreme, don't you think?
Oh, man, I would love to play for Canada.
That's true.
Likewise.
Yeah, what the heck?
Shout out.
Holla. If two of us had a chance, we would jump at it for sure.
Yeah.
I'd hitchhike over there.
I'd walk.
I mean, You guys have played professionally, right? So, you know, what do you think about the guys that said thank you but no thank you, because they're preparing for their first NBA season, for some others like Tristan Thompson, you know, longtime veteran, but still deciding to decline the invite to focus on the NBA.
Well, it's a big commitment. I mean, they're playing pretty much for free, I assume, if they go play for Canada. But say they get injured playing in the Olympics, they're out millions of dollars in their regular season.
Right.
And it could shorten their career. From a business standpoint, they got to do what they got to do.
Right.
From a nationalist standpoint, you know, I would nationalist. Yeah, well, from, you know, supporting Canada.
Country pride.
Yeah. Yeah. Natation in French is actually swimming. So I don't know if you knew that.
That was very relevant.
But so what do you think of the other NBA superstars like Jokic and like Team Spain and all of them? Like, they all have NBA talent and they're representing their countries.
Because they hoopers. Yeah. They hoopers. I feel like these Canadian dudes, like, even the Americans lately, like, we have this, there's a problem in North America, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, the hooper is dying.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, very few hoopers. Like, you just in our city, we've talked about it before on other segments, like, the pickup ball scene, like, that. Like, no guys are trying to just go, like, hey, let's go down to the beach and let's go hoop. You bring your five, I got my five, kind of. There's no more of that. And, like, I feel like hoopers, they'd be playing all year. They'd be like, yo, playing for my country, that's dope. Let's do this. But these guys are like, no, I got to do this perfect workout, follow this perfect book, and follow this perfect plan. And anything outside of that cannot happen.
Because there's also the argument that, you know, if you look at Team USA in the previous tournaments and Olympics, all the guys that have gone and played for Team USA have had an amazing year in the NBA. So if you look back before the Redeem Team, so before Athens 2004, you know, Dwight Howard, Kobe, LeBron, young LeBron, younger Melo, younger Wade, they all went to this tournament and then they exploded the next year or in the next couple of years. And that's because they saw the GOATs before them, right? So their veterans were Kobe Bryant, Jason Kidd, Chris Paul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So not only you're hooping, not only you're getting that international experience, but you also get a chance to be mentored to some degree by other great players and by arguably one of the best coaches, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, each country wants to send their best coach or who they think is their best coach, same with their best veterans. So I think it's a missed opportunity. I completely, like you guys said, I mean, there's millions on the line. So if it was my health and my body, I would definitely consider it.
Yeah.
But if it's a guaranteed contract and, you know, we had people like in the past, like Joel Embiid, who else can I think of? Blake Griffin, that got injured in their first year and they came back strong. And I mean, their contract is still there. It's signed, right?
Yeah,
they cannot get waived. Mm-hmm. It's not like the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know much about the NFL, but I think that's what happened.
We should talk about the NFL, though.
No, we're good. But these guys have guaranteed contracts, right? So it's not like if they get injured. I mean, that happened to Paul George, right?
Yeah.
He got injured playing with Team USA, but it's not like he could get cut from the Pacers.
I know. Now he's going to win a ring with the Clippers.
That's God. that was personal. That was a direct attack to my persona.
Yeah. We were just talking about comebacks, right? He's going to have a great year now.
I feel offended.
I think you're very right in saying that you know, basketball players playing with their mentors is a really good thing.
Yeah.
I think they could benefit a lot. I don't know what you claim, but even playing with Joey in this Red Bull Reign has opened up a lot of doors for me and us. We're planning to go to Japan and play in a 3-on-3 kind of for him, right? And,
that's awesome.
You know,
that's
seeing him play on the basketball court, the tougher situations, it just shows how much more he shines.
Yeah.
And how much, you know, how much extended he is from everybody else.
Yeah.
And if any kids are listening, I think they should definitely try to play with their mentors.
Absolutely.
And learn from them, because I learned a lot just going out to the Red Bull Reign with one of my mentors.
I mean, being from Mexico and now living here, so I have the opportunity to root for two countries. I feel that way. So Mexico didn't make it into the tournament. I was sad. And now Canada makes it, but 80% of the team decides not to go. I felt a little bit hurt. Because as a kid, as a young baller, all I wanted to do was represent my country. And I feel like you're sort of doing a disservice to all the younger generations by not representing your country. You're also telling them, like, it's fine to not go.
We all
want to make it into the NBA. That's a given.
Right.
But, you know, by not showing up, it's like, yeah, this doesn't really matter. What matters is where you get paid. And I respect that. Absolutely. I mean, if I was getting paid millions to play ball, again, I would consider it 100 times before committing to other things, to other tournaments. But you're also sending a message. And I'm not sure that's the message that we want to send. I mean, Steve Nash, every time that he had a chance, he went out there and played for Team Canada.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And he didn't do his college in Canada. He, for a good part of his life, probably, I think it's safe to argue that he's lived outside of Canada longer than he did live here. But he still went out and represented.
Yeah.
And a friend.
Didn't he only play 1 year?
No, he went to a couple Olympics.
Went to Sydney.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Didn't he also go to Greece?
I don't think so.
Are you calling me out right now?
I
feel a lot of it. I feel you're attacking me today, Clay.
I just remember growing up, I never thought of Steve Nash and Team Canada. Like, I know he's always been a part of it in some form or fashion, like, usually, but paperwork status. But, like, playing-wise, because Randy Nord backed him up, right?
Yeah.
He's a Vancouver guy. But I think the year before that, like Randy started. I could be wrong. I could be just making this up.
I think 2000 might have been his last one, I think.
I have to fact-check myself.
I have to fact-check it later.
Yeah.
But why can't they get paid? More for the Olympics. Why can't basketball players be paid?
For the Olympics, you can't. It's all like
amateur.
Amateur, yeah. It's like NCAA.
Just the pride, eh?
That's a really good point, actually. Like, you know, what's in there also, other than the pride, which can take you a long way, but if there's nothing also...
But there's way more than that. Like to say that you don't get paid by Olympics, if you're a superstar athlete, you look at what Michael did and how much that elevated the game.
True.
Right.
Like, that was crazy. LeBron, Kobe, that was crazy. Like, everyone was watching that. You get paid if you're successful.
Vince Carter.
Yeah.
I mean, there's...
Still talk about that. Come on.
There's also, like, sort of what you said, Demi, about, you know, playing with other guys and getting more experience. Mm-hmm. And... You know, guys that might not have a shoe deal, might get a shoe deal out of this. I mean, I know for the other countries, for the guys that might be playing for, you know, Montenegro and the smaller countries, in the basketball world at least, they're playing to be recognized and to even get an invite to a G League team potentially, or even in their national league, right?
Look at Rick Rubio. But he became a legend.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, 14 players.
He was like, 15, 17 or something like that?
Yeah.
Going against Kobe, taking it to him. And I was like, I think we were all like, yo, when Rick Rubio gets to the NBA, he's going to be a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
There's guys like that over there that become superstars.
Right.
In a way. Like, I think there's so much benefit to playing for your country, playing on that stage. Like, the world is watching you.
Mm-hmm. True.
Is Luka playing?
No, they didn't make it. Slovenia didn't make it. Yeah.
And if you're LeBron, you can go recruit.
True.
He played, went out there and played, and I think they became teammates like the year after.
That's true. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. But best of luck to Team Canada tonight when they play, or tomorrow morning, I don't know, when they play against Germany.
Depends where you are.
And hopefully we'll make it into the Olympics, which is next year. And then all the guys that are out there, because we're sure that RJ Barrett is listening to Dropping Dimes. Man, come on. Just commit. Please. We're asking you. We're begging you. If not, we have two guys right here that are just ready to go.
RJ who?
Yes, sir.
His dad is the GM of Team Canada, so I don't know if that was... Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say that, by the way.
Ghost in the room.
But no. Guys, before we wrap it up, what's coming up for you? Where are you playing? What's happening in your world in the fall?
Well, I guess next up is we're looking to go to Japan right now, represent our boss and mentor, Joey, aka King Handles. So we're hoping to go out there in Japan for a little 3-on-3.
I think it's called Some City.
Some City.
Some City. Nice. Looks really cool. It's like that.
Oh, looks amazing.
That Lakers... Oh, you like this? The lake show lighting where the
court
is lit up. Yeah. Stands are... Yeah, it looks sick.
Nice.
Oh, that's cool. So beautiful. I can't wait.
That's cool.
But that's next summer.
Yeah.
Right? So you guys are going to... Is that a 3-on-3 or three what kind of tournament? Yeah.
With a sub or...
I don't
just
know,
three?
I'm hoping we'll
check on
sub.
Is Elliot free?
He better be.
Elliot, if you're listening.
Yeah.
They need you.
Oh, yeah.
So where can people follow you guys on social?
We got _HD training.
There we go.
On Instagram. We got a round ball season 2 coming up in October 27th, I think. Don't quote me. We're going to be making another developmental team for that. Make sure guys get ready and have a place to play. We got a Kit overseas now. He's playing in the Philippines. Super happy.
Oh man, congrats, that's awesome.
We'll be sending I think we got two guys going next year as well, and we got a little something in the works. We'll kind of share it with everybody this winter. We're gonna be doing some big things for guys, helping guys get ready and prep overseas. And yeah,
very nice. You can follow me at Demi_Sosa is one of my Instagram pages. I also have Demi Dunks.
Go follow.
Amongst you a couple more, yeah. Someone made me an account.
You got an acting one too.
Yes, right? I do. Yes.
Go follow. Yeah, please. Yeah.
Face the radio. Yeah.
Do you have a GoGo one?
I actually have TikTok. Shooter McGavin 23. Did you guys hear about this?
No.
TikTok is a new thing.
Yeah.
TikTok.
I've heard about it, but
it blends music and videos. Right. So I really like it for making highlights and stuff.
Awesome.
So
gotta get us at Dropping Dems TikTok.
Yeah, if anybody wants to send me an e-transfer, I'm Demi Coco. I got auto deposit, so it's all good. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Support the cause.
What's the cause?
Some city. Yeah, that's a cause.
Yeah, cool.
Gotta fly there.
Shout out Vitamin Water.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. As always, if you're listening to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review. Otherwise, Demi and Clay will go to your house and dunk right in front of you, all over you, all over your family.
No shower.
And you don't want that. You don't want that. When we're not calling charge on that. So
no.
Go follow us on Instagram at dropping.dimes, Twitter at dropping_dimes1, facebook.com/dropping.dimes1, because without the one, that's not us. If you want to send us an email for some reason, it's contact@dropping-dimes.com. Mm-hmm. This is the Dropping Dimes crew. With Demi Harris and Coach Clay Crandon signing off.
And most importantly, when you get that thing, you gotta shoot that thing.
Shoot that thing. Okay, there we go.
Okay, that's it.
All right. Peace out, everyone.
Later.